This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. The Santa Cruz Mystery Spot is turning 75 years old this summer. For decades, tourists and locals alike have felt the pull of this roadside attraction. For KAZU, Samantha Clark reports.
The Mystery Spot is tucked away in the forest just outside of Santa Cruz. To get here, you take a long, bumpy driveway flanked by redwoods. At the end is about an acre of land where mysterious phenomena seem to occur. Our tour guide is a 20-year-old named Rob Oberto.
Welcome to the Mystery Spot, you guys. My name is Rob, and I will be your tour guide for today. How are you all doing?
He leads a dozen of us through a series of demonstrations, which are clearly meant to convince the skeptics. First, he calls for two volunteers. A man and a woman step forward onto level concrete slabs and face each other. Her end of the plank is just outside the invisible border of the Mystery Spot. He's inside.
So as you can see, you are looking just about top of her head, and you are looking about his bottom lip. Can I have you two trade places, please?
So he's taller than her, right? Well, Rob has them trade places.
Straight ahead. Now you can see you have grown a little bit, right? It's pretty weird.
People seemingly growing and shrinking is just the start. We eventually make our way up a hill to a crooked wooden cabin, where things get even stranger.
Let's come on inside the cabin, guys.
Inside, it's like a two-room funhouse. We stand at 17-degree slants without falling over, walk up the walls with ease, and watch a ball roll uphill. The experience is disorienting.
It's kind of trippy. Yeah. Kind of hard to walk straight.
The Mystery Spot was discovered in 1939 by an inventor named George Prather. The story goes that he hired workers to build a summer home, but they noticed weird things, like a compass reading north when it should be south. Prather didn't want to keep this to himself. He opened the Mystery Spot in 1941. Around that time, Doug Kirby says similar roadside attractions started taking off as the highway system was expanding. He co-founded a guide to offbeat attractions called Roadside America. He credits some of the Santa Cruz Mystery Spot's success to its location.
Santa Cruz is one of the oldest mystery spots, and one reason that it's a very special mystery spot is it's so far away from normal tourist attractions. It's not conveniently next to the interstate. It's not right on the boardwalk. You have to make your way up into the woods. It has more legitimacy in the sense that you feel like you're going into this special place.
At the Mystery Spot, there is no one theory. Some think there's a fracture in the fault line, which causes visitors to hallucinate, while others think an alien spaceship is buried underground. But UC Santa Cruz psychologist Bruce Bridgman claims to have solved the mystery.
Of course, there's no magnetic anomaly or gases or anything else. It's a perfectly normal spot in the woods.
He says it's all about the power of perception and explains that we take cues from our surroundings to shape our perception.
So the floor is always flat. The walls are always vertical, and our sensory systems depend on that. So when the Mystery Spot violates that, we continue to use those same assumptions, and they result in illusions.
Bridgman doesn't think he's a killjoy. He says knowing the science behind the Mystery Spot makes the experience all the more richer. Back at the tour, Xiaofei Li, a tourist from China, agrees.
It's not real magic, because there is some lot of similar spots in China. Yeah, to be honest, I think we should have more Mystery Spot.
She says it's good to keep people speculating, something the Mystery Spot has done now for 75 years. For KAZU News, I'm Samantha Clark.